This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. And I want to focus today, if we could, on men and especially on fathers, because we're coming up on Father's Day. And as a young man who did not have his biological father to emulate, thankfully, I want to talk about the impact of the people who were the men in my lives, in my life. That would be my grandfather, who raised me, called him Daddy Ernest, and he was an amazing guy, not because of the things that he did necessarily. I chronicle a lot of the things that he did for me in our book, like, for example, teaching me how to fish and always working, watching him just constantly work. But when he took time off, you know what he did? He went to fish, and he'd say, "Hey, Kev, you want to come with me to go fishing?" And I fished with him all the time. And in those little lessons of how to bait a hook and things like this, you formulate who you are in these strangest of ways. You catch a grass. "I can't put the grass out front of the hook. I can't put that worm on it. Come on, boy. Stop being a baby. Come here." Or taking the fish off the hook. Or him seeing my face the first time I caught that fish. Little things like that. How to put the fish on a stringer and why you got to loop it or the fish will just go right back in the water. I did that. He didn't get mad at me. He just looked at me like, "Boy, God, use your brain." Then he showed me to loop it. And then one time I went down to get the fish off the stringer and there's a water moccasin eating the fish. "Oh, my goodness." And he starts laughing and says, "They'll do that." You know, just little things. Camping out. He was a vibrant guy up until his 70s. I tell this story quite often. I don't know if I've told it much on the radio, but my grandmother and grandpa, we were going to a camp out, and we were passing through this arroyo. And we're walking along with ice chest and bait chest and all kinds of gear, you know, rods and reels, because we're setting up camp. And we had to park the truck about, I don't know, 100 yards away. So we're walking, and I said something. We were walking over all these old rocks that had been washed by the sun, and I said something about racing, and my grandmother said, because my grandmother used to run track, and I said something like, "I bet Daddy Ernest can beat you." My grandmother said, "He can't beat me." And my grandfather had a cigarette in his mouth, and he's wearing Bermuda shorts, black socks, and dress shoes, okay? And he says, "Woman, I can beat you." And so I run up and put my arms out like, "Yep, race it, race off." And these two, my grandmother had to be 55 and my grandfather was 11 years older than she, so he was 66. And I'm not lying to you, as God is my witness, they get down on the starting line and run over rocks on an old dry riverbed to my hands, and my grandfather beat my grandmother running. That's the kind of life I had. So we set up camp. Some friends joined us later on, and at the camp out, I remember it, there was the Baldwin family, and we talked about that through the night. And what was funny about these little periods of life like that is there was no, we didn't have, as kids, we didn't have like Game Boys and you know, whatever these little gadgets these kids have and all that. We just had nature. And it was so much fun to get all the prep done, you know, when we'd start setting up the tents and we'd start building the fire and all the prep that went to it. And then we just talked. I mean, I know it sounds really crazy, kids, but yeah, we just talked. We talked about, you know, how we were going to fish, where we were going to set the trot lines, who was going to run them, and told fish stories, and we remembered other times when we'd had, you know, the Baldwin family out and stuff like this. It was an amazing time. Anyway, I talked about my grandfather who raised me in my book. And then I talked about my stepfather, Tommy Franklin. And Tommy was an amazing guy in his quiet nature. And I just remember we'd be talking and you could talk for 30 minutes and here's what you get out of Tommy. He would just shake his head. Like, he was so well trained by my stepmom. Because in a way, it's a funny thing. I have a stepfather and a stepmom, because Tommy married my mother and then she died on him. So he remained my stepfather, but then he remarried a woman named Joan, who had a daughter, and Shannon. And then they eventually had another daughter whose name is Sharon. And they were like my little sisters. You know, they weren't biological, but they really were like my little sisters. And but I'd go see Tom, you know, come back from college or whatever, and I'd go over and see the girls and see Joan and everything. And you could talk to him for, you know, a few minutes. He'd rarely say much. And then he'd chime in, yeah, well, you know, I've been working on that old car now for 3 years. And you get something out of him. But it was just a great guy, quiet strength. And it was funny, when he passed away, I eulogized him. My brother and I eulogized him. And my little sister Sharon, who was his biological child, she came later. She read my book about my stepdad, and she asked me, Kevin, is that really your recollection of my dad? And I said, yeah. And we talked about it for a few minutes, and just kind of, because she had a little different experience with him, and I go, that's obviously very, I understand that, your experience, because she felt like he didn't show her enough love in a strange kind of way. It wasn't a bad thing. She just was like, it seems like you found that love. I said, let me tell you, my relationship with your dad was like much like yours. I just knew how to read him. And I can tell you, she felt so relieved. She was probably 32 years old when we had this conversation. And she's finally like, oh, you know, yeah, I get it. And I could feel a sense of relief for her. But let me tell you, what a little girl he raised. She's got four kids, all of them through college. Well, one of them going to college now. I shouldn't say that. Three of them are now, two are through college. One's out, just graduated, and then she's got a little boy that's left to go. But just an amazing girl. And the impact of her dad was substantial. And I know the impact of my dad's was substantial in small little ways. And I documented it in my first book, The Big Black Lie. So I want to talk about man-hating, the decade of man-hating that we've got going on right now. But I want to talk about what fathers really mean to people, because I'm sick of men being attacked.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Contact us, you can do that at kjradio.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, or you can call the show at 844-551-8255. What I wouldn't give for an amazing biological father. Biological. My grandfather raised me. Love the fact that he stepped up when my mother died. And my grandmother said to my stepfather, Tommy, nope, both of these boys are coming to live with us. Her daughter had died, my maternal grandmother's daughter, my mother. And so my grandmother says, nope, these boys are coming to live with us. And then they whisk us off to a 25,000-acre cattle ranch in Central Texas. And we were raised that way. And what an experience. But I'll tell you, to have my biological father, who loved and cared for me the way I see other kids' fathers care for them, the way I care for my kids, I would give anything for that. I was looking at this article by the Huffington Post. It says this: fathers are central to the emotional well-being of their children. They are capable caretakers and disciplinarians. Studies show that if your child's father is affectionate, supportive, and involved, he can contribute greatly to your child's cognitive, language, and social development, as well as academic achievement. A strong inner core resource, sense of well-being, good self-esteem, and authenticity. That's the word that captured me, authenticity. See, my father was a drug addict from the age of 8 years old. Took his first drink of alcohol, became hooked on that, went to go on to be on drugs, and was a vile person. My great aunt, who loves him to death, she's 104 now. I just saw her not long ago. She dotes on my dad, and she dotes on me because she sees so much of my dad in me. Bright kid, smart as a whip. But he used his powers of good for evil. All that intelligence, that intuitiveness, that perception that he had, he used to prey on people. And her excuse for him is, well, you know, Kevin, you got to remember, your dad was around people like that. And I get it. And there, but by the grace of God, go I. If I'd been raised on that side of the family, I might have been the most conniving son of a gun you ever met in your life. But I wasn't. I was raised by my mother's side of the family. But authenticity. I want to focus on that word for just a second. When I was growing up, I didn't want to tell people my father was in San Quentin prison. Yeah, who wants to admit that? So I lied about him. And that lie led to more lies, and you end up not knowing who you are. And it takes a long time to finally go, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, this is becoming a pathology. No more. So I wrote my book. You know, I don't know what period I stopped worrying about who he was because I thought of the impact it would have on me. But I just want you to stop for a second and say, okay, Kevin, let's say you're lying about your dad because, you know, from the age of 8 to the age of 18. That's 11 years. I know it looks like 10, but I'm talking about the entire year of 8. But 10 to 11 years of not being authentic, not being able to tell people, yeah, that's my dad. There wasn't a sense of pride. There was a thing inside of me that goes, ooh, don't tell that. So you have this dirty little secret. And no matter how you look at people, how you feel about yourself, you know when you say, oh, my dad, he's a doctor. And you know you're lying because he's in San Quentin prison. You're eating away at your soul. And that's what I did for whatever number of years. And then you got to try to recover. And your own brain is going, oh, stop telling this stupid lie, man. You know that's a lie, but you don't want to do it because you don't know what the ramifications are. So for these kids, they grow up with authenticity of self, good self-esteem. When you are not authentic, you cannot have great self-esteem or good self-esteem. I was a confident kid, don't misunderstand me, but there was also that looming lie, the sense of well-being. The closest I can get to you guys to explain that well-being is two stories. One is my uncle set me aside one time, and my mother's brother, and she said to me, Kevin, your mom's died. He said to me and my brother, your mother's died, and, you know, we're all sad about that. But he says, I want you to know this. Nobody will bother you because I'll take care of it. And he says, it's my role. As her older brother, as the older boy in the family, to make sure that you guys are okay. I'll take care of you. I never forgot that. No matter what I did in my life, I was like, my Uncle Willie, he'll take care of it. See, that's what the role of a father. Luckily for me, he had that conversation with me, and it stuck in my brain. Because I was the kid that would go out and look for some trouble. But I always knew in the back of my head, I got my Uncle Willie. And my Uncle Willie was tough. You weren't going to mess with him. So it gave me that confidence. But if he hadn't had that conversation with me, I don't know what would have happened. Secondly, as a man myself, I took my son to a movie at 5 years old or whatever. We go see Jurassic Park because he wants to go see Barney the Dinosaur. And, you know, his mom said, take him. And I'm thinking it's like a regular dinosaur movie. I'm going to be bored, probably have to catch a nap. Well, needless to say, from the moment it started, when the thing ate the guy, I was like, oh my gosh, I love this story. Well, my son, he's ready to go because he's scared. And anyway, some guy yells at him. And we go into the hallway, or whatever you call it, the atrium. And I put my son behind me. And I say to this man, you yell at my kid. You say one more word to my kid, and I absolutely will wipe this theater with your blood. And he just looked at me, and I looked at him. And then the theater guy comes up, and he's like, what's going on? I'm like, hey, look, my son was a little scared. We were talking, but it was before the movie. And I said, and this jerk, you know, starts yelling at my kid. I said, let me tell you, nobody yells at my kid. Nobody. And so I dismissed, you know, and I told him, I was dead serious. If he had said one more word to my kid, I was going to go to prison over him. And so the guy goes, hey, let me give you money back for your ticket. No problem. Sorry. And we all leave. And the guy was a hothead. And I dismissed it. I just thought, you know, no big deal. It was probably 15 years later, my son came back to me. He was like 20 years old. Now he can take care of himself. Now he's probably 18. And he says to me, Dad, do you remember when I was like, yeah, who could forget that? I wanted to stay and see the movie, you know, and he was like, no. He told me the impact of knowing how quickly and how ready I was to protect him. And it just, whoosh, everything went away. He knew that safety was there. Now, his mom would have reacted much the same, and I'm sure he would have had a similar feeling. But let me tell you, when your dad gets involved in something and he's upset, it's different than mom. So I just look at these little things, and I want to delve into some of these things. And I know this is a little bit of a different show, but hopefully you'll enjoy it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The idea of Father's Day was conceived more than a century ago by a lady named Sonora Dodd of Spokane, Washington. And while she listened to her mother's sermon in 1909, she formulated this concept of Father's Day. See, Dodd wanted a special day to honor her father, a gentleman by the name of William Smart. And he was a widowed Civil War veteran who was left to raise his six children on a farm. A day in June was chosen for the first Father's Day celebration, June 19th, 1910, proclaimed by Spokane's mayor because it was the month of Smart's birth. The first presidential proclamation honoring fathers was issued in 1966 when LBJ designated the third Sunday in June as Father's Day, and it's been celebrated annually ever since. 1972 is when Richard Nixon signed the public law that made it permanent. Now, the data for this is a little bit off because the years, things have changed a bit in terms of the census, but there are roughly 72 million fathers in America. That was in 2014. And that was the most recent data that we could find. And the number of fathers living in married couple family groups with children younger than 18, and this data is from 2016, is 24.6 million fathers. So of the 72 million fathers, 24.6 million of them live in married family groups with children younger than the age of 18. Now, that doesn't mean that the rest of these fathers are deadbeats. It means that they could have older kids and now they're beyond test of worrying about that. The number of single fathers in 2016 living with their children under the age of 18 was 2 million. And 17% of single parents are men. For you leftists, let me just do the math for you. That means 83% of single parents are women. Welcome to the feminist movement. 9% or more of these were raising three or more children younger than age 18. 40% were divorced. 38% have never been married. 16% were separated. And 6% were widowed. This is of the 2 million fathers that are raising the children under the age of 18. So that gives you some idea of the stats around fathers. But I want to go back to some of the issues around fatherhood and what its impact on society has been. And, oh my gosh, I explained earlier the impact of a child's relationship with his or her father and how it affects all types of things. There are authenticity, their self-esteem, their well-being, etc. This includes the relationship that your child will have with about himself from birth to death. It includes their interactions with friends, with lovers, with spouses. And this article says this: those early patterns of interaction with the father are the very patterns that will project forward into relationships forevermore. Not only your child's intrinsic idea of who he or she relates, or how he or she relates to others, but also the range of what your child considers acceptable and loving. So if your father is abusive, that becomes acceptable and loving. Just to kind of give you some societal context here. And where am I going with all this? I want you to understand this very important concept of today's show. What I'm telling you, folks, is leftism and feminism have ruined this country because they have ruined the father. They have ruined the role of the father. They have diminished the role of the father. The article says girls will look for men who hold patterns of good old dad, for after all, they know how to, quote, do that. Therefore, if father was kind, gentle, and loving, they will reach for those characteristics in men. Girls will look for in others what they have experienced and become familiar with in childhood. And let me tell you, when this imprints on you, it isn't like you can just go, oh, well, I don't care. You know, if your father was abusive, and abusive to your mom, abusive to you, whether you like it or not, you are wired to look for that. But the left doesn't give a crap. It says you get used to these familial and historical behavioral patterns, and they think they can handle it in relationships. They say boys will model themselves after their fathers. They will look for father's approval in everything they do and copy those behaviors that they recognize as both successful and familiar. Thus, if dad was abusive, controlling, and dominating, there will be patterns like this that their sons will imitate and emulate. But if the father is loving, kind, and supportive and protected, boys will want to be that. Human beings are social animals. We learn by modeling behavior. And in fact, that's where we, sad to say, we are like the primates. You learn how to survive and to function successfully in the world through social imitation. How many guys wanted to be the cool guy? You know, you saw some guy like really, oh man, I want to be like that, right? How many girls wanted to be, you know, the cool girl, you know, whatever, the hip chick? These early patterns of interaction are how we all sort of deal with the world around us. And it affects how you feel about yourself. The closer that those interactions come to being who you genuinely are, the better. And that helps you develop better. If not, then you get into these other patterns. And family can help you to develop that, because if you want to be the cool cat and your family's like, why are you trying to be like that person? Why don't you just be who you are? See, that's a parent correcting. I've said that to my kids a few times. Like, why would you want to emulate so-and-so? Why don't you find out who you are before you start worrying about how you can be somebody else? My little kid right now, my little boy, he's looking at everybody's baseball swing. Dad, so A-Rod swings like this, or Derek Jeter bats like that. I go, why don't you just learn how to bat? Let's start there. See, that's a correction, a quick hit. Look. Don't worry about those guys. They found their patterns, and now you're giving me... if you guys think I'm lying, this kid knows at least 500 stances of batters because he watches this thing plays his game, baseball game on whatever the platform we have. But he knows. He'll lean back like Carpenter. I go, stop. When he was batting the other day, I go, stop doing Carpenter. I'm not, Dad. I'm not. I go, yes, you are. Now, I know that one. But, you know, so you can correct these things and make him feel confident that you're going to find out who you are. Stop worrying about who they are. They're going to go through that pattern because that's what kids do. We imitate. But your child is vulnerable to these early patterns and incorporates those behavioral qualities in their social exchanges. It becomes part of their repertoire. And, you know, because of that, it is impossible to overestimate the role of your father. girls who have good relationships with their fathers, here's a statistic you want to pay attention to. They tend to do better in math. Boys who've been actively involved with their fathers tend to have better grades and perform better on achievement tests. Well-bonded boys develop securely with a stable and sustained sense of self. I cannot tell you how much time I, Kevin Jackson, wasted on not understanding self. And I bet you there are many of you out there who go, Kevin, preach it, brother, because you're the same way. Yep. We are who we are. And fathers are central to that question of who you are. Now, the problem is we have a society now that demonizes men. I call it the decade of man-hating, and it's probably gone on longer, but I can certainly relate to it over the past decade, maybe two, because my sons, when they were in school, they would tell me things like, Dad, I'd say, well, what happened in school today? Oh, whatever, the teacher's asking a bunch of questions about it. Did you answer? Nah. Why? They don't call on us. Why not? They call on the girls. I remember my sons telling me, they only call on the girls. They want the girls to feel empowered. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Nope. Won't call on a boy. They feel like, we know the answer. And, we're quick to raise our hands and me, and all that. And I know I was. He says, nope, they don't call on us. It's a man-hating. By the way, if you're a lady listening to the program, if you need to be mansplained, ask your man what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's a new term I'd never heard of until, a couple years ago? Mansplaining, where a guy will say, well, yeah, what she's trying to say is this. As if no man has ever been woman-splained. Let me tell you something. If you are in a relationship longer than a year, I can practically guarantee you've been woman-splained. If you're married, you live your life being woman-splained. Your wife's saying, no, what he means is, what he's trying to say is she's explaining you. Anyway, short break. We'll be talking more about fathers when we come back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, author of The Big Black Lie, where I talk about my father and my biological father. I talk about my stepfather, who was one of the people who raised me, my grandfather, who did raise me, and my great-grandfather, who had more impact on me than probably any man ever has or ever will. And I want you to go this weekend, make sure your dad has the best Father's Day ever, whoever that father may be to you. It doesn't have to be your biological father. It could be somebody that you feel very close to. And I want you to give him a nookie. You know, grab him by the head and get him under your thing and just go, "Daddy, I love you," and mess up his hair. Or give him a wedgie, an atomic wedgie. Maybe his boxers are too low and you lift them up. Be careful. Make sure he's wearing a cup, okay? But do something nice for him. Let him know you love him. You know what? If he's never said he loves you, force him to. Say, Dad, you never say you love me. You're going to say you love me today. Oh, yeah, I'm not leaving here until you say you love me. I tell my sons all the time, love you guys. And it's not,
love you. Love you. Love you, guy. Love you. Love you, too. Love you. Love you.
No, I love you guys. I told my boys the other day, I don't remember, you know, I talk to them all the time, but I had a specific conversation with them, each of them. And I said, know this, there are people in this world who will gladly give their life for you. They're few, but I'm one of them, as is your mom. And that has to be a good feeling. So appreciate the men that made you who you are. Because we live in a society now that doesn't care about that. That in fact is at odds. They are enemies against it. Meanwhile, they love their dads. All these Democrat women, you know, these feminists, either they love their dads or they hate their dads. There's not much in between. That's what drives them to this stuff. And I'm not exonerating bad fathers or bad men. Which comes first, you know, is the chicken or the egg? Is it somebody driving them to be bad? What's the pattern of it all? And we'll get into that because we have a lot of people that want to say, it's systematic. Men are just blah, 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 especially white men. White men, today, you're going to get vindicated on the Kevin Jackson Show. Because, see, they say you've ruled the world. Well, let me tell you, for the white men who've ruled America, God bless you. You've created an amazing place. I'm happy to be here because I could have been in one of them black countries. I don't want to be there. In fact, I don't want to be in a brown or black country anywhere in the world. There is no place, brown or black, that you could trade me. Say, Kevin, you want to go to Africa? No. You want to go to South America? Brazil? No. Nowhere would I say I trade the United States to go be there. Sweden? Maybe. So all I'm saying is, I don't want it. Look, we can talk about all this stuff. If you want to demonize white guys, demonize them all you want. You're not going to get Kevin Jackson to demonize them. I'm not demonizing any culture, but I'm just telling you this. Civilization tends to be where white people are.
Oh, I know. That sounds racist. Kevin, he's a tool of the white man.
No, I ain't a tool of any. I'm a tool of observation is what I am. And I'm a tool of that. I don't want to deal with cartels. I don't want to deal with El Chapo. I don't want to deal with Umbuku, the leader of the Somali gangs, warlords or whatever. I don't want to deal with him. I don't want to deal with Boko Haram in Nigeria. I just want to deal with regular old white folks. Saying, hey, Kev, how you doing? That yard's looking good. Yeah, yours too, Ted. If that makes me a square, square me up. So, celebrate your white daddy. Don't let nobody tell you not to celebrate your white daddy. Your white daddy's just as good as any other daddy. I mean, that's like I said of Donald Trump. I'll take Donald Trump's white daddy and give him my black daddy any day of the year. Daddy-o. What y'all laughing at? I'm just saying. It ain't about color for me. It's about who's a real father. Let me tell you something. So, my son the other day, he says to me, hey, Dad, let's go. Can you come out and shoot some hoops with me? Yep. I go, I don't understand why you want to shoot hoops. You're in baseball season, but okay. So I stop working. I start getting all my gear and whatever. I'm going to go shoot hoops, tennis shoes, whatever. And, okay, my Jordan stuff, I was decked out. I was decked out. And I wasn't. I'm just kidding. And then he comes in. He shoots. I can hear him bouncing the basketball in the backyard. And then he comes in. He goes, you know what, Dad? How about we throw? Because, you know, and I said, yeah. And then, see, that's a good idea because you're in baseball season. Why are we doing basketball? So we go out and we throw. And I'm watching him throw. And I'm telling him where the release point is, you know, because I go, you want to throw or you want to do some pitching? He goes, a little bit of both. So I said, well, let's warm up. Then we start doing that. And I say, look, the reason why your ball is spraying all over the place when he started pitching, I said, is because you're not really concentrating on your release point. And I said, when you're throwing, I want you to figure out that spot where you release the ball and you get a particular pitch. And I said, and if you start doing that now, and you're going to do what? And he said, suck at it for 2 years. I go, exactly, but in 2 years, you'll know exactly where that ball's going to go. By the time you're 12, you're going to be zeroed in. Then all you got to worry about is putting power behind it. So that's what we started working on. But let me tell you, that's the stuff this kid will remember. He will remember that his dad met with, is good friends with Ozzie Smith or whatever, and they said, hey, Kev, you want to go to the Gold Gloves? I don't care about baseball. You want to go to New York and go spend a bunch of money and go to the Gold Gloves? No. But luckily, Ray, a friend of ours, said, nah, I got it. I'll pick it up. He goes, we're going to fly a few VIPs up. Okay, great. So take my kid up to Gold Gloves, the family. And he has an experience that I will tell you, if I were his age, I don't think he'll ever forget it. And we're going back this year, too. But that, let me just tell you, these are the impressionable things that you do with your kids that you know, the women's movement, stupid men. Well, whatever. I don't know what you can bring to your kid, but I'll tell you this, going out and throwing the football, the baseball, bouncing the basketball with him, teaching him how to run, teaching him about life, about sports, about how it all sort of comes together in this cosmic way. That's important. I don't know what is going to imprint on my kid. I tell you guys stories of what imprinted on me, what imprinted on my older sons, because they shared them with me. I probably could get 50 more stories from him if I were to say, guys, so what really made an impact in your life? Oh, Dad, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'll go, wow, I had no clue that little thing did that to you. But it does. But we've entered this decade of man-hating, and people blaming on the idea that women went to work and, people, it was all of a sudden, the dynamics of life change. Lots more divorce. Fathers became stay-at-home dads. Mothers became the main providers and things like this, and the so-called gender roles reversed. And I agree that had some impact on it, but I think that there's a side of me, and it may sound misogynistic, but I think that man is programmed to want to bring home the bacon, so to speak. Doesn't mean he doesn't want mama to as well, but he's programmed for that. Anyway, there's another part of this that, and this is a different study, but she goes on to say that children who are well bonded, loved by, involved fathers have less behavioral problems. They become almost inoculated against drug and alcohol abuse. But when fathers are less engaged, children are more likely to drop out of school earlier, to exhibit more behavioral and substance abuse problems. Fathers are as important as mothers, they say, in their respective roles as caregivers, protectors, financial supporters, and most importantly, models for social and emotional behavior. And I want you to stop for a second and think about what happened in Ferguson, what happened in Baltimore, the plight of young black men, and ask yourself if there's a connective tissue to all of this. I'm going to give you a minute to think about it. Yeah, you know it is. It's lack of fathers. I just went through the statistics, and I'm going to go through a few more. The father is so important. And we've allowed a society to demonize men, okay? And you can demonize white men all you want, because you know what white men do? They're like, whatever, so what? Hey, give me the keys of my Ferrari. And I know I'm obviously over generalization here, but on that. But the fact is, they don't care. And it isn't because they have some higher role in society, as they've just learned not to care. It's like water off a duck's back. But where it is impacting people is it's impacting young black men. And that's what makes me mad, because these young men are not being fathers. And that's the most important thing that they could be.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.